Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. Part 1. Kazim and Ali Baba were brothers. They lived in a city in Persia. Kazim was rich. He had a shop. He bought and sold gold there. Ali Baba was poor. He collected wood in the forest and sold it in the city. One day, while he was collecting wood, Ali Baba heard the sound of horses' hooves in the distance.
"Who's coming here?"
he asked himself.
"Perhaps they are thieves and want to steal my wood. I'll hide in this tree."
He quickly climbed up the tree and hid in the branches. The horsemen arrived. Ali Baba counted 40 men. They were big and strong, and they had black beards. Each of them had a heavy saddlebag.
"I was right. They are thieves,"
thought Ali Baba. There was a big rock near the tree. The captain of the band of thieves went up to it and said,
"Open sesame."
Immediately, a large door opened. They all went inside, and the door in the rock closed behind them. The captain and his men stayed in the cave for a long time. Ali Baba began to get tired. Suddenly, the door opened and they came out. Their saddlebags were empty now. The captain said,
"Shut, sesame!"
And the door closed and disappeared. Then they got on their horses and rode away. Ali Baba climbed down the tree.
"I'll try those magic words. Perhaps there is treasure in the cave,"
he thought.
"Open sesame,"
he said, and the door in the rock opened. It wasn't very dark inside the cave, so he could see well. There were bags of precious jewels, rubies, sapphires and emeralds. There were beautiful carpets and silk cloth. There were chests full of gold and silver coins. Ali Baba went back to his donkeys, took his bags, and went inside the cave. He filled his bags as quickly as he could with coins. Then he hid them under some wood on his donkeys.
"Shut, sesame,"
he said, and the door closed. When he arrived home and showed his wife the gold coins, her eyes became as big as dinner plates. She started counting them.
"Stupid woman,"
said Ali Baba.
"Go and get the scales from your sister-in-law. We must weigh them. There are too many to count."
Ali Baba's wife went to Kazim's house and asked for the scales. Her sister-in-law was surprised.
"Ali Baba is a poor man,"
she thought.
"What does he want to weigh?"
Before giving the scales to Ali Baba's wife, she took the cup and put some wax on the bottom of it. When Ali Baba's wife brought the scales back the next day, her sister-in-law looked at the cup carefully. There was a gold coin sticking to the wax. That evening, she said to her husband,
"You think you are rich, but Ali Baba has more gold than you. He doesn't count his money, he weighs it."
Kazim didn't sleep that night. He thought about his brother's gold. The next morning, he went to Ali Baba's house and showed him the gold coin. He said,
"Brother, you say you are poor, but I know that you weigh your gold. My wife found this coin in the cup of the scales. Where did you get it?"
Ali Baba was an honest man, so he told Kazim about the cave in the forest. When he heard about the treasure, Kazim wanted some of the gold too. Without saying anything to his wife or Ali Baba, he took 10 donkeys, each with 2 bags, and went to the forest. He found the rock and said the magic words,
"Open sesame."
The door opened. He went inside the cave and immediately started filling his bags with coins and jewels. While he was filling the last bag, he heard the sound of horses' hooves outside.
The thieves,
he thought.
What shall I do? They'll kill me. Where can I hide?
He looked around the cave, but at that moment the door opened and the captain came in. Kazim tried to escape, but the captain caught him and killed him with his sword.
Perhaps other people know about the cave. We'll leave his body here as a warning to them,
said the captain. He cut Kazim's body into four pieces and put them around the door of the cave. Then, after putting the gold and silver back in the chests, the captain and the thieves left.